Eskom on Friday announced that it had obtained environmental approval for the construction of a new nuclear installation at Daneyfontein in the Western Cape next to the existing Coburg nuclear power plant. I had a conversation with Ted Blom, who's an energy director at Outer, about his thoughts on the actual announcement.
Okay, so our opinion is that this is all a bit premature, given that the IRP and the IEP, so it's the Energy Plan and Resources Plan, are midway being formulated by the country and cabinet. Mm. And the estimated date of finalization of that is about 2018. And so any movement at this stage is really premature, because we haven't decided yet whether we're going to have nuclear or not. And as things stand, from what we've previously seen, nuclear is going to be unaffordable. So for Eskom to go ahead and claim victory on the proclamation of Daneyfontein is really absurd.
I suppose it's also a strange coincidence that the, you know, deadlines for submissions for Eskom's tariff increases also coincided with the announcement by the Department of Environmental Affairs. However, what I've noticed is that, you know, I don't get the case that Eskom's proposed tariff increases include nuclear energy, or they even coincide or are aligned in any way.
Okay, so Eskom at this stage has not included the cost of nuclear, because after the EIA has been issued, which in this case they claim they've got, we'll have to check the validity of that EIA. Mm. These things also expire. They don't last forever. So if they don't commence building within a two-year period, the EIA most likely will have to be reviewed. And secondly, I don't understand how they can have an EIA when the technology to be used or to be deployed hasn't yet been decided. You know, that will only be decided once they run a tender. And as far as I know, they haven't run a tender. Mm. So I'm very confused by the sequence of events from Eskom's side.
And were there any additional public inputs or before even this announcement took place?
They will probably claim that they did do public participation. I am, however, personally not aware of any public participation in the last two odd years, or maybe even more, from which that I've been sort of intensely focusing on Eskom and its activities on a full-time basis. Mm. So I don't know where they did the public participation, and that's why I said we'll reserve our comments and our rights until we've had a chance to review all the documentation and tick off all the boxes and see if they've actually followed the correct procedure. In the past, we found out that they haven't followed the correct procedure. They had the licenses and the Section 34 determinations issued to the wrong entity. So, you know, if they're so confused amongst themselves as to who should be leading the process, then I don't know. I have my doubts about this whole exercise.
I think when the news came out and we posted it on the Money website, you know, a lot of our readers comment, a lot of our readers are actually tax-paying citizens, would like to believe. But, you know, as citizens of South Africa, the one thing they constantly talk about and they constantly ask questions, and I suppose it's the same questions you ask as well, is the affordability, one, of nuclear energy, but it's also the demand for electricity. Like, is there really such a relentless demand for electricity that we need to now have another sort of power grid up as well? Well, in this case, nuclear.
Okay, so to give you an outlook on the power supply situation, by 2022, when the current bids have all been implemented, Eskom will have available on the grid roughly 55 gigawatts of electricity. Mm. And that's against a current peak demand of less than 30 gigawatts of electricity. So they'll have more than 25 gigawatts of electricity surplus, which is probably about a 70% surplus, if my maths is more or less right. Mm. Now, Eskom says they're going to let the regional economy make access that surplus electricity. But the fact of the matter is that the regional economy uses less than 5 gigawatts of electricity at its best, and it's already made alternative plans, given that Eskom has been such an unreliable and such an expensive and extortionist supplier over the last 17 years. So I don't think that, from what I can pick up, there's not a massive appetite from our regional neighbours to consume any more Eskom electricity than they have to. And in fact, I'm aware that all of them are busy with their own sort of regional and local developments for power generation. So the South African power pool, I estimate, by 2022, will have more than 25, 30 gigawatts of surplus electricity. And if you add to that the 20-odd gigawatts that Mr. Zuma has undertaken to take from the Congo, from the Inga, Grand Inga scheme, the Hydro scheme, I don't know, we're going to be flooding in surplus electricity. Until such time as the price comes down to a reasonable, affordable, and justifiable price, and for me that's below 40 cents a kilowatt hour, we're not going to see any major uptake on the electricity supply in this part of the world. There's too much uncertainty, there's too much policy changes and uncertainty. The whole beneficiation regime is just a joke. I'm prepared to bet my house that there won't be any additional beneficiation in the next 5 years, given the current minerals policy and taxation and electricity pricing regime. It's just not affordable. It's much cheaper to ship your iron ore or whatever material you're mining to either China or India or even Malaysia nowadays, as Mr. Sequali's company is doing, I think, and then just beneficiate it there because the cost of power there is less than half of what Eskom's charging over here. So this whole electricity policy, pricing, tariffs issue is just one massive joke. And unfortunately, the South African population are paying for this joke. So the joke is on us.
That was Ted Blom, Energy Director at Outer.